This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The Detroit Tigers crouch atop the American League Central Division. In 2011, the Tigers lost in the AL Championship Series, and last season, San Francisco swept Detroit in the World Series. Can the Tigers change their playoff stripes? Joining me now is Matthew Mowry, who covers the team for the Oakland Press in Pontiac, Michigan. Matthew, next season will mark the 30th anniversary of Detroit's last World Series title. How much pressure is on the team to succeed this year?
I think there's a little pressure, actually a lot of pressure on the team, but it's not necessarily just the nearly 30 years that have passed since the last one. In part, there's a lot of pressure on the team because the owner, Mike Ilitch, is not getting any younger, and they would really, really like to get one in his lifetime. And they're certainly in a win-now mentality. I mean, you can see that in a lot of the moves they've made in the last two, 3 years.
This week, Tigers shortstop Johnny Peralta returned to the team, at least for workouts. Peralta is serving a 50-game suspension for his involvement in the Biogenesis performance-enhancing drug scandal. He will be eligible to play just before the end of the regular season. How will that affect the Tigers?
They've never closed the door on the possibility of bringing him back, but they haven't announced whether or not they will at this point. If they do, they're not going to bring him back as the starting shortstop. They've got that handled with Jose Iglesias, whom they traded for. They certainly could bring him back as a pinch hitter and kind of a power source off the bench.
Since 2004, Tigers third baseman Miguel Cabrera has hit 30 or more home runs each year except one, and last year, of course, he led the American League in batting average, homers, and RBIs. He'd be looking at another triple crown if it weren't for Chris Davis, all those home runs he's hit in Baltimore. How has Cabrera managed to get even better more than a decade into his career?
He sincerely has the desire to be one of the best in baseball, and you can kind of see that when he goes after one of these personal goals. He did it a couple of years ago when he caught Adrian Gonzalez for the batting title in the last week of the season, and he did it last year when he caught Josh Hamilton for the home run leg of the Triple Crown. You can't necessarily explain how he does it. You just kind of marvel at watching when he does it.
With Justin Verlander struggling, Detroit's ace has been Matt Scherzer. His record stands at 19-3, and he's had more wins each season since 2008. Does this guy have a ceiling?
I don't think so, and I think when they made the trade in that big blockbuster three-way deal with the Yankees and the Diamondbacks, you know, giving up Curtis Granderson, I'm not sure that they thought that necessarily he had Cy Young potential, but he's certainly pitched at that level at least this year.
Finally, I'm curious about what you think are the keys for a deep Detroit drive in this year's postseason, and of course, whether you think they can win it all.
If Verlander puts together a Verlander-esque September and October, then it's not a question about it. They have probably the best top four rotation in baseball. And I think it comes down to also, you know, Miguel Cabrera being healthy for the postseason. I think this is a better team than the one that made the World Series last year, and I certainly think they have the capability of getting there. And I certainly think they would like to erase that memory of the sweep last year but at the hands of the Giants.
Matt Mowry covers the Detroit Tigers for the Oakland Press in Pontiac, Michigan. Matt, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill.